I would like to present to you the 6 Gothic manuscripts which are held in the Danish Royal Library in Copenhagen. Or rather, I want to present to you my findings on variant readings and on my observations and so on. All of these are linked to the Amr ibn al-As Mosque in Fustat. So these specific manuscripts numbered Codex Arab 36 to 42 differ in a number of things, for example in script, colors, and in the reading systems used. They were acquired by Frederick Bocholt in 1626 and came into the possession of the Royal Library in the 18th century. The first European study of these manuscripts was made by Jacob George Christian Adler in 1780. In analyzing early Quranic manuscripts, there are in general some problems which somehow always come up and which I want to mention here. First, as none of these manuscripts is a complete mushaf, but rather just a number of verses and a few folios, it is quite difficult to find other parts of the same mushaf in other collections. Naturally, we try to reconstruct the original mushaf and put together manuscripts who appear to have striking similarities and seem to look as if they may have been part of the same mushaf. But similarities do not mean that certain manuscripts really ever belonged to the same mushaf, as these fragments could have also been written by the same scribe or workshop for 2 entire different codices. It may also be that in one mushaf, the handwriting the text changed, and therefore 2 different looking fragments originally belonged to the same mushaf. The second problem, certain manuscripts have several elements like multiple colors or signs which represent certain things. Now, in most cases, we do not know which of these colors or signs were added first, or if they even belong to the original mushaf. They may also have been added later by other entities coming into possession of these manuscripts for whatever reason. In the manuscript of, in the case of manuscripts which with multicolored variant readings, the question which color was added first or if all colors were added at the same time could give us insight on the role of the manuscript and what it was used for. And the last problem I want to mention would be about the variant reading systems and the manuscripts itself. In some instances, the variant readings in early Quranic manuscripts appear to follow the established canonic readings as we know them today, but looking into more detail, the reading system proposed by the manuscripts deviates from the canonic readings used today in one way or another. When talking about the reading systems implemented in these manuscripts, one could imagine the 7 reading systems as they are proposed by Ibn Mujahid in the 10th century that became the canonic reading systems of the Quran. But the problem with this assumption is that it is unclear if these manuscripts may or may not have been written before the time these canonic readings were established. This means that it can be regarded as quite ahistorical to speak about reading systems as we know them today to be found in these manuscripts, as it may be possible that the manuscripts could have used an own unknown system, some sort of mixture of the well-known reading systems, or that the writer or writers choose the readings he or they personally preferred at that moment. With these preliminary words, let me now start to present the Kufic manuscripts from Copenhagen, starting with Codex Arab 36. Fragment Codex Arab 36 consists of 12 folios, is written on parchment and lists the Quranic text in 13 lines. Other fragments belonging to the same mushaf as this one can be found in the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, with Arab 334K, which consists of 17 folios. Regarding the verse separators, the manuscript marks the verse ends with a golden rosette, every 5th verse with a ha letter, and every 10th verse with a bigger verse separator. Most of the diacritic dots are marked in this manuscript, and this manuscript implements just the color red to mark vowels. The manuscript itself apparently follows the reading system we today know as the reading of Nafia. the Medinan, Medina reading. But in comparison with the canonic reader today, there are exceptions, like in folio 1 recto of Codex Arab 36, where in Surah 19, verse 31, the word dumtu is written as dimtu. Here, the most on the bottom of the page. The works on variant readings mention this variant, meaning dimtu in this case, as a non-canonic variant of Medina, Mecca, and Basra. This means that even though this manuscript follows mainly a today well-known reading, it apparently promotes a lesser non-canonic variant of that known reading from Medina. Fragment Codex Arab 37 consists of 58 folios, is written on parchment and lists the Quranic text in 6 to 7 lines. At the moment, there are no other fragments connected to the same Mus'haf this fragment belongs to. The vowels appear to be brownish, as the manuscript itself apparently lost much of its former color. It is also quite difficult to ascertain some of the readings proposed by the manuscripts because of its withering. The verse appraisers are golden rosettes with every 5th and 10th verse marked with a big golden circle with a number written in it. The manuscript appears to apply in general a Kufan reading, but it cannot be set into one reading known today, as it switches between the canonic readings of Asim and Hamza. For example, it utilizes the reading Anjaytukum in Surah 20, verse 80, which is proposed by the readers Hamza and Al-Kisai, instead of the reading Anjaynakum, which Asim reads. But then in Surah 20, verse 87, it reads Bimelkina, which is read among others by Asim, whereas Hamza and Al-Kisai read Bimulkina. Besides that, the verse separating system does not follow the Kufan system, but appears to be more following the verse separating system of Medina. Fragment Codex Arab 38 consists of 56 folios, is written on parchment and lists the Quranic text in 6 lines. Even though this manuscript looks similar to a number of other fragments, a definite linking to other manuscripts is not made at the moment. Verse ends are marked by a tear-shaped sign, whereas every 5th verse separator is marked with a ha letter and every 10th verse separator with a big rosette with a number written in it. This manuscript utilizes 2 colors marking variant readings, red and green. Whereas the green color always shows alternative readings, be it canonic or non-canonic, the reading marked by the red color cannot be clearly identified, as it varies between readings from Mecca and Basra. Therefore, none of the colors in this manuscript can be finally linked to a reading system used today. Fragment Codex Arab 39 consists of 58 folios, is written on parchment and lists the Quranic text in 5 lines. It also does not have any other fragment identified that belongs to the same codex yet. Verse separators are marked by rosettes. Every 5th verse is marked by a small ha letter with a number written on the side, and every 10th verse is marked by a red circle with a golden middle. This manuscript is multicolored, using red, green, blue, and yellow color to mark a number of things. The red color marks the most prominent reading, which appears to be somewhat linked to Medina, but it does not correlate with any of the today known reading systems. The yellow color apparently marks alternative readings, which can be canonic, non-canonic, or even just grammatically possible in the works on variant reading. The blue color apparently marks a reading from Kufa and correlates the most with the reading of Hamza. It even utilizes the rule regarding the Mim al-Jam to read hum instead of him, but applies it to all words with the him ending instead of just a few like alayhim or ilayhim. And the green color marks a Hamza in this manuscript, but it is also used to mark assimilation and even readings if the other colors are already in use. This is one example I always show when I'm presenting variant readings and so on, because it's has every color possible on one word, even though it's unclear why exactly this word is chosen to be presented with all its variants. We have like two readings marked in yellow, one reading in red, one in blue, and one in green, and all seem to present something, but it cannot be linked to a certain city or otherwise. Fragment Codex Arab 40 consists of 31 folios and is more known than the other fragments, as many fragments belonging to the same Mus'haf are found across the world in different collections. This manuscript is also part of the Mus'haf, which was reconstructed with the digital Mus'haf project led by Keith Small. Parts of this Mus'haf can be found in collections in Paris, Gotha, Istanbul, Dublin, Washington, Wolfenbüttel, Berlin, and Oxford. It is also interesting to mention that folios 4 to 6 of Codex Arab 42 belong to the same Mus'haf as this manuscript. Codex Arab 42 appears in general to be put together later, as when Adler was analyzing these manuscripts in 1780, he spoke of 5 Kufic fragments in Copenhagen, and neither of them was consisting of 6 folios, meaning that at some point, some folios of other fragments in the library were put together to later form Codex Arab 42. But back to Codex Arab 40. The verse separators are small rosettes. Every 5th verse is marked with a ha letter, and every 10th verse with a huge verse separator with a number written in the middle. The fragment utilizes 3 colors for alternative variant readings: red, yellow, and green. The colors cannot be connected for sure to a certain reading system, but the red color appears to correlate somewhat with the reading system of Abu Amr, meaning Basra. The green color is used to mark alternative readings, and the yellow or golden color when there are already 2 other colors used to mark another variant reading, like here in the first case above. So fragment Codex Arab 41 consists of 36 folios, is written on parchment and lists the Quranic text in 6 lines. The fragment utilizes 3 colors. The red color marks the vowels and is used for the primary reading. The yellow color marks Hamza signs, and the blue color with a red horizontal line marks a rule regarding the Hamza. Hollow red dots mark vowel-less letters, for example, on the letter Waw in the word Ula'ika in Surah 59, verse 19. Other fragments belonging to the same Mus'haf as this one can be found in the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, here in Paris, in the Topkapi Saray Museum in Istanbul, and in the Russian National Library in St. Petersburg. Small red shadow signs are added seemingly later to the text. For the first part in the Paris fragment, for example, they seem to be added very scarcely, but beginning from folio 113 recto of the Paris fragment Arab 349e, the shadow markings begin to be added more frequently. This could indicate a change of hands, or that the hand adding the shadow signs deemed it necessary to place them more often from that folio on. Thin red lines mark assimilation rules, and the position of the lines mark what letter is lost due to assimilation. The red color seemingly follows the reading of Warsh and Nafia. This can also be seen through a reading related to the Mim al-Jam in this manuscript, where the suffixes hum, him, kum, and tum are read as humu, himu, kumu, and tumu only then when a word beginning with an alif hamza follows it. For example, in folio 2, recto line 3 and 4 in Surah 59, verse 19, where the words fa'ansahum and fusahum ula'ika are proposed to be read as fa'ansahumu and fusahumu ula'ika. The only rule that is not marked in this manuscript is that of the Imala, or rather that of Taqlil. This means that even though most of the manuscripts indicate that Codex Arab 41 follows the reading of Warsh and Nafia, as we know it today, it is not implemented fully into this manuscript. But because why add Hamza rules but leave out Imala readings? It could be possible that the reading proposed by this manuscript is not that of Warsh and Nafia, but a similar variant related to Nafia or the city of Medina. But that would be just speculation at this point. So, and now to conclude the presentation, looking at the fragments from the Danish library, but also other Quranic manuscripts from Fustat, it can be said that they apparently have not a specific code in which they are used, meaning that every manuscript appears to use colors independent of one another to mark specific signs or to mark readings belonging to certain regions. Normally, there will be overlappings in their usage of colors, but to find manuscripts that belong to the same codex or were made in the same workshop is somewhat difficult, as then again, various aspects have to be considered. Also, a similar look of two manuscripts does not indicate necessarily that they belong together. The readings in these manuscripts appear to not follow the reading systems proposed by Ibn Mujahid completely, but rather show some affinities to certain regions or to certain readers. Therefore, we have manuscripts that may correspond from 70 to 90% with the today known reading system. In regard of these Danish manuscripts, there can be said two things to conclude, which may not be true for a more broader approach, but at the moment, just looking at this selection of manuscripts, it may be true to a certain degree. First, there appears to not be a certain color code connected to certain script types, meaning that, for example, in script type D1, the colors red or yellows are not always used the same. And second, if a D-script type manuscript just implements one color for readings, it follows the canonic readings more closely. Multicolored D-script type manuscripts appear to deviate more from the canonic readings established today. This may also indicate that these multiple colors were added at the same time, as the purpose of such a manuscript may have been some sort of encyclopedia for variant readings, or to add preferences or even grammatically possible variants into the text. But at that moment, the sample size is too small to make a final statement about that. But in my opinion, it would be interesting to look further into that field of research. And with this, I finish my presentation.